Hey, what's going on today, guys? This is Brother Mario. Thanks for tuning in to this podcast. And today, I want to quickly talk about the big L word. And we're going to come from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. Very familiar passage of scripture. And that is, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. So love here in this text clearly displays that God showed us, he gave us love through Jesus Christ, through action and not just word. And so I want to talk about four Greek words that describe love. And the first one is Eros, a Greek and Roman god of love, often called the son of Aphrodite. He is better known by his Roman name, Cupid. And so note this, the word erotic comes from the Greek word eros, which is the term for sexual love itself. So eros is just based upon not true love that what we consider in the Christian worldview, but it is just a love based upon sex and nothing else. And the second one is filio. A filial type of love refers to brotherly love, and it is most exhibited in a close friendship, like with a homeboy or homegirl or best friend, someone you can talk to. They won't tell all your business and pour all your problems out, but it is displayed through like a covenant relationship, like the covenant relationship that Jonathan and David had. And so they were best friends. And when you make a covenant, it's like a truce. You don't break it. I can talk to you, and I ain't got to worry about my business being all in the street. So that is a filial type of love. And the third one is a storge love, which is an affectionate love, a type of love one might have for family or a spouse. It is a naturally occurring, unforced type of love. And some examples of storge love can be found in the stories of Noah, Jacob, and siblings Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. So, a storge love is naturally unforced type of love. It's just a natural affection that you have for your family member, someone that you might want to look out for, or pray for, or call on Jesus for, and that is a storge type of love. And lastly, the most important type of love that we have is an agape love, which speaks to the most powerful, noblest type of love, sacrificial love. Agape love is more than a feeling, it is an act of the will. This is the love that God has for his people, and that prompted the sacrifice of his only son, Jesus, for our sins. Jesus was agape love personified. So Christians are to love one another with agape love. There's no greater love than agape, for it is the kind of love, and this is the love God the Father shows to us. So agape love is not self-seeking, not self-righteous, it's not self-centered, but agape love is sacrificial love, no strings attached. I love you just cuz, I forgive you just cuz, I'm not going to worry about it, I'm going to let it go just cuz I love you. And this is the type of love that you and I must display if we call ourselves a Christians, and if we're going to continue to walk in the big L word. So today, before I leave, guys, let's make this declaration today that I will aspire for the God kind of love to flow through me. And today I will function in agape. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is Brother Mario. Hope you guys tune in with me next week on this podcast. Thanks, peace, much love, and agape.